Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, Snacksbox subscription service startup Box Green champions fair and inclusive hiring. They recently secured more funding and have set up a new manufacturing facility in Changi Prison to expand its operations while providing training and employment for ex-offenders, with support from the Singapore Centre for Social Enterprise to scale up the place. Box Green also acquired Juicy Folks last year, a cold-pressed juice manufacturing brand, to diversify its consumer offerings of healthier products. We're chatting today with co-founder Andrew Lim about their mission to snack good and do good. Andrew, thanks for coming today.
Thank you, Howie. Thanks
so how did that come about, the snack good, do good, and then Box Green, obviously?
Well, I mean, both my partner and I, we were both working at DBS Bank back in the day. And what we found was that we couldn't really find healthier snack alternatives available. It was the M&Ms, the Kong Wan biscuits, the delicious cup noodles in the vending machines. And then, you know, if you're working late, you skip lunch, that's the first thing you go to. So we thought, you know, why isn't there a service that sends, you know, healthier snacks to you, to your desk, to your home, so you don't have to worry about it. It's there when you need it. And that's how it started.
Why subscription-based, though? I mean, I know of sort of beauty products that do this.
Right.
They even have products for your pets in a subscription box.
The subscription base is to create that habit. It's so that it just happens recurringly, so you won't forget, oh, I forgot to buy my snacks today, so I'm going to eat the Twisties on my table instead. Is there when you need it?
It sounds good to me, but okay. So it's doing well, on the up and up, seven-figure profit last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations. Tell us more about how this is working out for you. What do you reckon you're doing right?
Not really sure what we're doing right, but I think what we've been doing is we've just been following our mission, right? And it first started with providing healthy snacks and making them accessible to different people. And then moving on, when we found ourselves in manufacturing, we thought, how can we make a difference being in manufacturing? And so, first of all, we started hiring retirees, people who were retrenched, stay-at-home moms, single moms. We gave them flexible working hours. And then, you know, this opportunity to work with ex-offenders came around, and we thought, hey, this is right up our alley. And we decided to put some money in, to put all our minds and effort in, and to grow that side of the business as well.
How did you come to the decision, though, for inclusive hiring practices? Sort of bypass all of that, labor crunch business, huh?
In that sense, I think we wanted the business to mean more than just making money, pushing out as many products as possible, trying to make as much profit as possible. And I think it was important to us to be able to give back to the community, to be able to help people. And I think for us, we thought, what better way to help people rather than, you know, giving handouts, donating money? Why don't we create jobs?
Yeah.
And that's what we've been trying to do.
How did it come about, though, that you would set up this new manufacturing facility in Changi Prison? For some of us who've seen a particular type of Netflix program, talked about how a certain color was better than black these days, and nefarious things coming out of prisons, how did you decide that this was something you wanted to do?
The opportunity actually came around when we were talking to our juice partner, who used to work actually in the Ministry of Home Affairs. He was seconded to the prison, so he had some contacts there. So he had an opportunity to go in to set up his juice manufacturing plant there. The space was really big, and he said, "Hey guys, you want to come along and, you know, let's do this together." One of his philosophies, you know, of what he wanted to do was also to provide healthier juices, you know, and more accessible prices to everybody, not the cold press, you know, juice price of $9 a bottle kind of thing. And we thought, hey, you know, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to also make healthy snacking accessible to everybody. And if we can do it together and go into the facility together and build up our manufacturing strength together, why not?
How do you keep, though, your prices low or accessible to people? Because people tend to think, I will pay for quality.
Yeah.
So if your stuff is slightly cheaper, it might not be of good quality, might be the thinking.
Our stuff is definitely not the cheapest
sure,
in the market.
But it's not $20 for a bag of nuts.
It's definitely not $20 as well. I mean, we charge what we think is fair. I think that's the philosophy we hold to. And at the same time, we can still make a profit, most importantly, of course.
Andrew, what think is the most challenging thing you're facing right now?
I think right now it's really about scaling the business. I think for all of us in the company, we want to grow the business so that we can hire more people, actually. So it's not only in Changi Prison that we are working with the ex-offenders. Outside of Changi Prison as well, you know, we've hired some ex-offenders to work with us in our logistics side of things.
After they're released?
Yeah, after their release or as part of their release. We want to be able to expand more opportunities to hire more people because we do believe that jobs, you know, give people dignity, jobs change lives.
Mm. We're speaking with co-founder of Box Green, Andrew Lim. What's the journey taught you so far? It's been about 6 years?
I guess this year it's been about 6 years. I think importantly is to stay true to the mission. You know, I think sometimes along the way, you know,
Have you felt like you've wanted to falter?
For sure. You know, I question myself every day.
Every day, oh dear.
But I think that's just part of you know, the life of an entrepreneur and what we're doing. So always second-guessing ourselves. Yeah, and I think it's just staying true to the mission, not being distracted by making a quick buck and just sticking to the values. And I think that kind of has a positive effect not only on the business, but also the people who work for you, and they see that, you know, what you're doing is something you really believe in and they want to stay on and work for us.
Mm, Andrew, how do you think you can go about doing that? There are several verticals you're into already. There's the vending machine, there's online retail on other sites as well. How can you expand next?
Definitely, I think moving into more offline distributions, we've always started online, we've gone down the vending machines, going into offline distribution through the convenience stores and the supermarkets certainly costs quite a bit, but I think that's what we want to do in order to make our product more accessible, that you can get it at your local convenience store. And also exploring the export market as well. We're working towards bringing our Changi facility towards ISO 2200, getting it export ready and good to go.
At the point, though, back in 2014, when you and your chums wanted to start this, were there issues trying to explain to your family and friends that you were leaving what sounded like cushy jobs to become entrepreneurs and sleepless for the next couple of years?
I actually got married first before I quit my job, so my parents-in-law won't think too crazy that I'm you know, pursuing a crazy endeavor. But I think it's really, we were young, we didn't have kids, and we thought, what better time to do it than now?
Mm. So what will be your ultimate hope for Box Green, you reckon? Besides world domination, of course.
It's definitely, you know, uplifting lives for all the people who work with us and for all the people who come into contact with our snacks. Yeah, that's definitely.
Is there a time frame to reach that? Goals are important, right? They say you've got to write down your goals, five-year goal.
So it's a work in progress. We're looking to see how we can hire more ex-offenders outside of Changi this year. And also, you know, exploring how we can expand, you know, the offline reach as well.
Yeah. And when you say scale up, are you heading overseas?
Definitely looking towards that with, I guess, the Singapore branding and you know, the faith in the Singapore manufacturing industry.
Mm.
You know, we hope that and the story of what we're doing resonates with other people as well.
Box Green co-founder Andrew Lim joining us today. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.